Hi, thank you for calling customer support. You're speaking with Diana. How may I help you?
Diana, I apparently have a charge on my bank card that I do not know what it's for. And it comes from you all.
What's your first and last name?
Susan King.
All right, Ms. Susan, for security purposes, can you verify that address for me, please?
The address is P.O. Box 94, West Union, South Carolina.
Okay, it does say here that on the 6th that you started a free 14-day trial for our smart fitness tracker. You never called in to cancel that, so that's letting us know you like that smart fitness tracker as your own. So we charge you the final and full price, which is $69.87, because it is yours.
Well, the only thing that transaction did, it didn't say anything about 14 days. It said, if I filled out this Pepsi survey, you would send me that for shipping, and you didn't say anything about a trial.
Well, yes, ma'am.
On the internet.
When you confirm the order, it lets you know, and before you confirmed it, it lets you know in the time.
Now, this is another rip-off, right? I need for you to take that off my account, please. I do not want it.
Well, Ms. Susan, that is a valid charge. You have our smart fitness tracker, and you also accept the terms and conditions, ma'am. We let you know three times that you...
I didn't accept any terms and conditions.
Ms. Susan, if you didn't, this order wouldn't have been
confirmed. Oh, you all know you're ripping people off again, and this is a new way of doing it. Thank you very much for nothing.
Well,